three, two, one. Let go. Level up. 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 All this on me so yummy. All this sauce so yummy. Know you want this yummy. Yummy all in your tummy. Level up. 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 All this on me so yummy. All this sauce so yummy. Know you want this yummy. Yummy all in your tummy. They friends get dropped like way. Team love don't want no hate. I'm grinding. I'm shining. Up, up, up. I'm on my way. They gotta never settle. This view is so much better. I'm chilling. I'm winning. Like on another level. Oh, you can talk all you want. See me, I stay prayed up. Nothing I'm afraid of. And I can have it all. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let go. Level up. 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 All this on me so yummy. All this sauce so yummy. Know you want this yummy. Yummy all in your tummy. Level up. 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 All this on me so yummy. All this sauce so yummy. Know you want this yummy. Yummy all in your tummy. All this sauce so level. On another level. Elevate your level. Yummy all in your tummy. Level up, 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 level up. All this on me so yummy. All this sauce so yummy. Know you want this yummy. Yummy all in your tummy.
Que me hacen caer en ti. Sabes que amo cuando tú me besas. Me hace sentir otra vez como
quiero. dripping like candle wax. I could have stopped, but my meltdown would be fantastic. I can't go slow, I can't go back. Watch me destroy my ambitions for your amusement. I let myself believe the high. They light side, I get cold, my toes on my sunshine. But it's alright, we can beat it. Every soul undefeated, we'll win them all. Up my spirit.
Jahar, my friend, there are a lot of beautiful women out here today.
Karim, my friend, you speak the truth.
I do what I can.
Welcome to Meta World Monday, live on a Monday. It is 8:15. Sorry for the late start. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Freeform Radio, live in studio, as always, with young Reedy Cohen. What up, Reed?
What up, what up?
And, of course, Ariel. She's been here all morning, if you've been listening. What's going on, Ariel?
I'm never leaving.
I never leaving. I'm staying here all day. 24-hour
challenge in studio. Yeah. Hopefully you guys can all stay along for that. It's a holiday. Happy Veterans Day to everybody. I hope everyone's enjoying a day off work or school.
And thanking the veterans.
And thank the veterans. So we've got a great show today in store for you. What do we got? We're doing all the segments that we
always... Every single one.
We're going to do all the segments that we've done. And maybe mix in a few new ones.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah, so we're going to try to minimize music today. That's the theme today. Minimize music.
Maximize voices.
Yes. I was going to say maximize friendship, but... Oh.
I like that better. Sorry, Rudy.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, that's why you're not co-host.
Yeah. God, no!
Yeah, the more you say things, the less likely you are.
You're just here to sit there and look pretty.
I thought I was here for banter.
Oh, no.
He's already starting.
You know it's bad when we say, oh, no.
Yeah. It's 8:15. It's a holiday. I feel fine. How do you,
I don't feel, like, extra good.
No.
I don't know.
I mean, we can unpack that. I was going to try to keep things upbeat, but I think I could spiral.
Oh, God.
I could spiral if that's something we're hoping to do.
Yeah,
this is a no-spiral zone, I thought.
Well, we can make that decision as we go.
Game time decision,
whether we have a mental breakdown live on air. But that's, you know... That's why people listen to the show.
We're keeping them on the edge of their seat.
Yeah, that's right. So, I know I said minimal music, but music?
Music.
What should we play today?
I thought you don't take suggestions.
Today, I'm going to take one from each of you.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. So, you better make it count.
That's a lot of pressure.
It is a lot of pressure.
I know.
I can't remember if I've... played certain songs before.
It doesn't matter. The first year I did this show, we played the same four songs every week.
What about that song that we... Oh, nope, that's definitely explicit. Song we heard at the thrift shop the other day.
Yeah, you can't play that. But, okay. We went thrift shopping this weekend and...
Reed wasn't invited.
This is the first time hearing that.
Yeah.
Thrift shopping.
Well, it happened.
And needless to say, I am hurt.
Reed, it wouldn't fit your aesthetic, which is trash.
Reed, I have a good aesthetic. You know this, Peter. We got a lot of confirmation yesterday.
Yeah, I know that. Reed. Reed thinks he's a hot guy because all the girls were looking at him on the street yesterday. But
why do we think they were actually looking at him?
I saw it. It was true. It did happen.
It was me.
They were all looking at him?
Yeah, it was like hanging out with Peter Parker from Spider-Man 3.
Whoa.
That's high praise, man.
Yeah, anyone who gets that reference is fired up about it. But yeah, Reed was feeling himself because all the beautiful women were looking at him. And I picked my nose in front of a hot girl at the art store yesterday, and I said, it's like an avalanche of boogers.
That's actually true.
That actually happened?
It was over before it started.
It was immediately over.
Can I get a mental image of what her response was?
She looked away.
Repulsed.
She didn't respond.
No.
She was looking down the aisle at us and then looked away.
Yeah. So that hurt a lot, and I was like, we have to leave.
Yeah, we immediately left the art store.
Yeah.
So long for those crafts,
yeah. Well, we had a good day in the art store. What else did we do? We went shoe shopping. We filmed a short documentary that's in post right now. That's post-production for those who aren't in the industry. So look out for that on the @WorldPete Instagram. I do, And so
that's
yeah.
a fun new thing.
Yeah,
just...
Reed and I had a good day. We went to Tate, like a couple of basics. There was a guy who decided to bring his trash can he just bought into the cafe, and I threw out my water in it. And he's like, that's my trash can. I'm like, why would you bring that here?
Obviously, that's going to happen.
Yeah, you can't just leave a trash can. So if you buy a trash can, don't leave it on the ground.
Was it just like next to his table?
No, we were standing in line.
And he put it
like next to the counter. And I was like, I just finished
trash
this water bottle.
Right, perfect.
Throw it out. And he's, I throw it out. He's like, oh, that's my trash can. I'm like, what? This is a prank. And I got beat red. And yeah. And all the girls made fun of me.
You were loud and sweaty.
I was, yeah. Loud. I took off my jacket. I said, is it hot in here?
Is it red in here or is it just my face?
That's actually really mean. Anyway. Yeah, so that was a good adventure.
That was an adventure I wasn't invited on, so I think we're even now. Actually, no, because you were upset about not being invited, and I'm not upset about this one.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
You both missed out equally, I would say. Music? No.
Music.
I'm not done. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Who sings that song that you want to hear?
I can't pronounce it, but the letters are R-U.
Your lucky letters
C-H are R-U-I-R.
I do have trouble pronouncing letters that are in succession in the forms of words, but I am learning and getting better.
Yes. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Hurrumph, hurrumph, hurrumph.
Oh, yes. Can I?
Oh, God.
I didn't get a hurrumph out of this guy.
You watch your butt.
You watch your butt. I said, you got a lumpy butt.
I'm surprised. Do we have any listeners currently? Can you please check?
Yes, my parents are listening.
Yeah, let's see.
I was told.
Yeah, I just crunched the numbers, and we actually haven't lost any listeners. Which
that's
is
insane.
Shocking. We'll be doing.
Hey, guys, thanks for staying on. These are two very different shows.
Shout out to listener. Yeah, I don't know what those fools were doing previously, but this is Metal World Monday Sadness Hour. No, sorry. That is a different time of the week.
We're doing that later.
This is regular Metal World Monday.
Taking the stigma out of Mondays.
Yes.
One Monday at a time.
Also, I'm going to pledge on air that the new merch will come out as soon as we get back from Thanksgiving break, because I need to hold myself accountable for that. Music. That's not on.
Oh, now music.
I fell in love with the vibes you were sending me. My last girl tried to drain me of my energy. I swear your love is a highest remedy. I'm caught between making money and making memories. So if I run a little late to the day, just know I got a lot on my plate. Got a lot on my mind, I'm just tryna fly, I'm just tryna dive, is you down to ride? Yeah. Baby, you a nigga, I said I could tell by the smile on your face. In the way you say my name, when you look into my eyes, I can tell that you really. Try to drain me of my energy. I swear your love is a highest remedy. I'm caught between making money and making memories. So, and I'm making a cash, running it up, making it stack. I'm taking it slow, you moving too fast. Let's pace it a little, let's just make it last.
Segment we're doing called Music. I liked it, but I probably won't do it again. Reed recently described an experience he had as it happened. It's not as much something I enjoyed, but it's something that happened.
Mm.
And I think we can all relate to that emotion.
Really well said.
Yeah.
That's kind of when we look back on this show in the timeline of our lives, it'll be, you know, it's not something that I enjoyed, but it is something that happened.
I would disagree with that.
All right, well, you know what? You guys don't have to do the backbreaking prep that I do every week to make this show work. So,
yeah.
That gets us here prompt and ready at 8 every morning.
We start the show. First of all, I'll take the punctuality pin and the perfect attendance award as well. So those are two things that I have. F you guys. Can you say that? Can you say F you on the radio? Pretty sure you can.
We just said it, so.
Twice.
Can you
say this thing I just said two times? God, I hope so.
Oh, Lord.
No, we're not doing mouth noises. Stop trying to make mouth noises happen.
Segment called Mouth Noises. All right, sorry. That kind of snuck that one up on you guys. Just wanted to see if you'd enjoy it. But, so what do you guys want to do before you die?
I want to continue to co-host Metal World Monday.
You're not a co-host.
You're
not a co-host.
Can I ask an emotional question?
We need more time. I just need more time. We said this would be a conversation.
How much more time? How much?
Can I ask a question,
yes,
guys?
Yes, you can.
Please.
What are you...
and please change the subject.
I was going to ask, what happens to Meta World Monday once you die, graduate?
When
what?
I die.
Oh, my God.
I've been thinking about it a lot.
Yeah, it's a real question. It's just...
I won't answer that now, but I can say... we'll be having a party for the end of the world, the end of the meta world.
This is the end.
And we're making shirts for the party because that's the most proper way to honor the show is merchandise. This show is really just a 1 hour long advertisement for merch. I think everyone knows that deep down.
It's been clear. We're building a brand called Peter Straub, and boy, it is selling.
It is selling.
It really does sell.
Gosh, we don't get it. We try not to wrap our heads around it, but all I see is green numbers. All the graphs go up and to the right. Finance.
Oh, is that why I didn't understand that?
Yeah, obviously. Well, you can't go read that in your Nietzsche book, bro. As Nietzsche once said, chaos is born from order.
No!
Wrong!
Yeah, watch your butt.
As Nietzsche once said,
watch your butt. I'm trying to see how long we can go before we play music. Music has been a crutch for us our whole careers, because when we run out of things to say, we always put on music. But I think we just...
Not today.
I think we say the best things after we already ran out of things to say.
But, whoa. Did Nietzsche say that?
That's this guy over here who's
all right. We are gonna play music, but we're gonna come back with content boys. Here it is. It's, a new segment called music. Oh,
is that? Whoa,
that might have been a little peep. Getting a lot of good texts right now. Fired up.
They're saying about the good show. It's all good.
Thank you. You're saying we should do a segment?
Yeah, I think the listeners want a segment.
Listener, shout out to listener. All right, we're going to do a PSA. And I'm picking it right now for Reed to read.
This is going to be a sweating bullets.
Short one. I think you're going to, I mean, this is literally four sentences.
Four whole sentences?
Numbers to think about prescription drugs versus medical marijuana deaths.
Hmm. Perhaps.
I'm already thinking about
this
it.
This one is kind of, this one looks like it was written by a stoner.
Oh.
It's kind of fun.
I don't think you can say that.
I'm pretty sure you can. Watch your butt.
Oh, God.
Harumph.
Harumph. Harumph. Yes, harumph. Okay. Peter, this is too long.
I don't have a song for you to play today. You're not racing the clock today.
It's a short one. You can do it.
You can do
we're
it.
We're all here to support you.
This is just
you.
To get the
And
FCC.
We're all holding hands in studio.
Mm-hmm. And we're all bottomless.
We're all bottomless.
We have no legs.
Bottomless Mondays. Can you read the PSA?
Yes.
Legally, we have to do this.
Okay. Numbers to think about. Prescription drugs versus medical. God, this is a hard one. Marijuana deaths. Okay. Number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs. 54.
Are you sure it's 54?
No, I'm good at the numbers. Okay. It's the letters that I have problems with. Number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history. Zero. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
I decided
It's a booger avalanche.
Was that Stevie Wonder on harmonica?
You know, it wasn't.
It sounded similar.
Anyway, what are you guys doing today?
We're going to a concert that you bailed on us for.
I have to do homework.
Yeah?
Likely story. You're just going to hop on the sticks again and leave us, like you always do.
Whatever. You don't care about me. You never did. I actually wish I could go to the concert, but I can't because my grades are really bad.
Oh, no.
So I can't enjoy a nice concert tonight when I know I should be studying.
Furthering our suspicion that good grades mean good social times.
Mm.
And the opposite as well.
I guess this would be a thesis statement. Actually, yeah, this supports the thesis.
It does, because you're not having a good social time because you don't feel like you have good grades.
That's right. So,
do you actually don't have good grades, or do you just perceive that you don't have good grades?
In this case, I actually don't have a good grade.
Oh, that's certainly worse.
That is certainly worse.
I'm not like being like, oh, I got a A- on my test. It's bad.
Worse than that.
I don't want to use specifics, but it's worse than an A-.
You could say a dumpster fire.
Yes. Most of our social interactions.
Oh, God. I got to get better.
It's hard, man.
It's so difficult. It's hard.
Well, we'll enjoy the concert. And we'll take videos for you.
Yeah, take videos. With modern technology, it'll be like I was there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
We can FaceTime
me on a VR headset.
Though they do specifically ask that we do not use our phones.
But you're allowed to film.
Yes, that is true.
So which is it?
I'll FaceTime you. Because I think it's worth it for you to see it.
I really want to go.
I'll send you a postcard.
I feel like garbage. I feel like hot garbage.
You look like it, too.
Okay.
We just got sad. It just got sad in here.
Oh, the spiral, it comes for us.
I think.
Yeah, we're spiraling, I think.
You know, for a radio show, I think we use more visual cues than any other radio show. And that's why our viewership is suffering.
That's why we need to get a camera crew in here. Really give the 360 experience.
No, I think part of the mystique is not knowing what we're doing. And when there's silence, people our listeners are, know. They're like, there's... Tanning. They don't know what we look like. They don't know what they're doing, but they can think about it. They can dream.
I'm
they can dream up faces for these voices.
Yeah, I wonder what they think I look like.
They probably think you look like Showbiz Shelley from 103.5 Kiss FM.
Oh my God, we are the only two people in this room that get this reference, and I'm so happy that you just B96.
I do not understanding the reference. Don't like it.
It was the coolest hip hop radio show in the Chicagoland area. Showbiz Shelley.
Showbiz Shelley's undefeated.
Every morning on my way to school, I'd make my mom turn on 103.5 Showbiz Shelley.
They
song.
Do this like pop culture quiz against Showbiz Shelley, and they do it every morning, and
every
she's
morning.
Lost like once. It's absurd.
Like sure callers, we should do quizzes like
all
that.
Right,
pop
yeah.
culture quizzes.
Okay. You can be Showbiz Shelley.
I'll be Showbiz Shelley.
Oh my God. I wonder what Showbiz Shelley looks like.
I was
like.
Just going to look that up.
I don't want to know, though.
I want to know. Here I go.
Okay.
Should I give a visual?
I wasn't allowed to listen to the radio before age 17.
Do I just look up Showbiz Shelley?
Yeah, that'll come up.
Showbiz Shelley? Yes. Whoa. Totally not what I thought she looked like, but.
She's a dead ringer for Ariel.
I don't want to see
it. The Chicago Station Smackdown.
Yeah.
That's her new segment name.
Oh. Okay.
Wow.
Anyway.
She's a snack.
Is she?
No.
No.
I mean, yes. Sorry, Shoba Shelley, if you're listening.
Wow.
Come on.
Don't put your girl on blast like that.
Anyway. Eric and Kathy. That's another,
yes.
Eric and Kathy.
Yeah.
My mom and my dad. Don't say
that. Mom and my dad.
I feel like you're going to say something absurd.
Yeah, I can see it in your face. Your mouth is making a weird shape.
If even you were thinking about not saying whatever you're going to say, I'm going to say don't say it. please. And we're going to play music instead. And I want you to bottle that up and get it down there. Get it down. Okay. Thank you.
It reminded me of the Book of Mormon song. What's that song? Like a light switch. Just turn it off. Have you guys seen Book of Mormon?
Yeah, it's the one that goes out like a light.
Like,
is that the one?
Yes, it's that.
Is this show business?
Oh, God. Okay. Let's go to music, please.
This is... Yeah, we're going to music. I'm so sorry.
There's times West Coast stealing all my should I. All my worst nights are the good kind. High life filtered through the lo-fi. Starting it up after dark. Chasing thoughts cruising through Echo Park. Yeah, we'll pay the price. But ain't it nice? Never say goodbye, we say hello. Faded in the sunshine and the snow. All the worst nights are the best times. West Coast stealing all my shut eye. Ducking pictures and dropping some truths. Now I'm getting lost up in the hills. A cruise of gram and now I'm catching feels.
Segment. It's we're gonna play Would You Rather. Would you rather be a lizard person or Mark Zuckerberg?
Is that a trick question?
Well, hard answer.
It's a trick question. They're the same. That was more of a commentary on Facebook.
Yeah, stop it. You guys over there, stop.
Just cut it out.
Enough's enough.
Yeah.
And you know what we're talking about.
Yeah. So this is my weekly anxiety watch. I put the tin hat on my head and...
Screw in the tuna.
The screw in the tuna. And I was at a shoe store yesterday. And
I can confirm this. He was there.
I didn't buy anything.
Which shoe store?
Concepts. Style.
So cool.
Didn't buy anything. I did take a picture of shoes on my phone. Send them to you.
You did.
And I've never received more advertisements for shoes on my Facebook page in my entire life.
Yeah, that's scary.
They're watching.
We're in a simulation.
Madison may be mad at me again, as she was at the last week's show. She said she wasn't going to listen ever again.
Why?
Because I outed something that she said. Something about Mobamba. I won't repeat it.
Oh, yeah.
But she... something about Obama... but Madison's Instagram feed right now is just food and Orthodox Jewish couples engagement photos. That's it. Like, all through her feed. And I don't know what we've been talking
both
about.
Advertisements?
Yes, there's, like, not advertisements. They're, like, what comes up on your new, like on your explore page. Oh no, she just texted me. That's probably not a good sign. Yeah, it's not a good sign. Madison, we love you.
Friends like you who needs friends.
I can't. Oh no, she's crying now. Mm. What did I do?
Oh, you've upset
Madison me. Mazel tov.
No one knows you're crying on the internet. I think that's important. Four skirts that say I'm late for temple.
I'm late for I loved that. Yeah, Peter tagged me in a funny photo yesterday.
I want that challah bread back. That's an obscure reference. Only you and I. Were you even there for that? Yes.
I was there.
Only you and I would understand. Were you? Is it
only
just me who
I
understands?
I understand.
The best references are the ones that no one else gets.
We like to keep this show as inside as possible, but
I hope everyone knows that I'm also often on the outside, yeah. But I just kind of accept it, and I don't pretend to know.
Anytime Reed says something, I'm on the outside. I have no idea what's going to come out of that crazy
It's just night. Between me, myself, and I.
It's like Pawn Stars in this show. I never know what's going to happen.
This is essentially just another version of Pawn Stars.
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm the grandfather.
Colin Metford.
Reed's the father, and you're our son.
Great.
Wow. I don't know which is worse.
I
to
think
be.
We all were properly rolled. Actually, you're Chumley. I don't know if we have a lot of Pawn Star fans. I've watched a lot of Pawn Stars. More than I'd care
to admit.
I was
intrigued to see what we were going to get.
Yeah. History Channel. They
they got it right with that one.
Oh, that's another good segment to just say half of your sentences. And
it's actually becoming my real life.
It's becoming my...
I've been doing like a bit where I stop my sentences halfway through and just go
It's from a nationally acclaimed movie. Yeah, heard of it. Night at the museum.
Is it a bit though when people have no idea what you were doing?
Yeah, that's the problem. It's like I was talking to someone
when does
at
it
the
stop
gym.
Being a bit
yeah, and when does it start being poor social skills
and they were like, yo, are you good, like you seem off today, and I was like, well, you know, like and they're like, okay, I don't get it. So
well, more so than that, they were concerned.
You ever just keep diving deeper and deeper to the joke where you can never get out of it?
Yes. That happens.
I think you're asking the right
three
person.
Times a day to
yeah.
me.
Anyway.
Are your about? Parents listening currently?
Yes.
Whoa. That's dedication.
Reed didn't listen to Avery's song, so.
That's a lie.
I just outed you in front of everybody.
How does it feel?
You'll be getting a phone call in a
That's a lie.
30 minutes. Guys, our viewership, this is legit record viewership.
That's not
no
good.
No way. That's not definitely good. Not good.
On our worst performance, the one day we actually have people listening, we just pooped.
No, we
our
had
pants.
People listening last year.
Oh, this is last also week. Our segment, Sorry Dad, brought to you by Pampers.
Oh, I pooped again.
Oh, that's a
God,
different segment.
Different segment.
What are you doing?
That's a news break.
Oh, right.
You're so off your game today, it makes me want to throw up.
My
So much for co-host dreams.
No.
Yeah, you honestly, I'm going to just set it in stone. Reed Cohen never will be co-host.
But Cohen sounds so much like co-host.
If you legally change your last name to co-host, I'll make you a co-host of this show. And until that happens, it will be.
It's actually a good incentive.
Okay, I'm gonna play a song.
Music, yeah.
All right. This is actually a good song. I'm kind of excited.
What's it called?
It's called Electric Feel. Maybe you've heard it. Ever sneered of it?
Oh my God.
I thought you were gonna say it with me. We're usually so in sync, and it's just all right.
I knew you were gonna say it, and I didn't want to say it with you because of what you said to me.
Wow. All right, we're gonna sort a few things off camera. So
off camera.
Music.
All along the western front, people line up to receive. She got the power in her head to shock you like you won't believe. Sigh in the Amazon with the voltage running through her skin. Standing there with nothing on, she gon'
Should we do a news break? We have 5 minutes. This show, I mean, we really did it to ourselves.
Yeah, it's no one else's fault but ours.
I like the 45-minute show, though. It's, you know, it's rushed, which is good.
But last week was so good. What did we
do? What did we do? I don't remember last week being amazing.
It was.
Isaac.
It was live
music.
Honestly, if people don't trust us that it was amazing, music. You can...
Why was he not here this week?
He's away right now.
Well, if people don't believe us that it was amazing, you can look at the archive on the WMO website.
And look for Metal World Monday.
Last week, whatever that week was.
And coming soon is also the MetalWorldMonday.com.
Oh, yeah.
So be on the look. Let's plug the website.
Yeah, the site's going live soon. MetalWorldMonday.com. You can buy all your merch there.
The content boys have been hard at work.
Yeah, we're going to be putting up content. Content boys.
Content boys.
What up, content boy?
What up, content boy?
Yeah, no chicks allowed. No content girls.
Reed Alexander content.
I like that.
That's another good one.
I actually did like that. Should we play Los Lonely Boys as our last song? Because I feel like we're Los Lonely Boys.
Oh, God. We'll never be lonely as long as we have each other and live in different cities.
That's right.
Oh, that's sad.
Okay, don't bring this up. We need to break up.
I thought we were just like a quirky indie thing that had to end because the summer was over.
It meant nothing to me.
Don't say that.
Oh, Reese's gonna start crying.
Don't say things you can't take back.
Literally crying right now. Sorry.
That's the sound of my tears.
All right.
We should do a segment called Deep
Should we
Breaths.
Do a cappella? I'll start with a low D. I see. Okay. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. This is freestyle.
I don't know this one.
Okay.
I know you could freestyle.
Should we try Wonderwall instead? Wait, how does it
start? We took a deep breath.
Oh, I do know, but I don't want to do it. Okay. Oh, should we do karaoke?
Yeah. No. Yes, pick a good song.
I have a sore throat for a week and a half.
It can be kind of like minor.
The acoustics here are terrible.
All right.
It can be like a minor karaoke session, just like our voices softly in the background.
Well, what do we want to sing? What's it to you?
Wonderwall.
Wonderwall.
I'm going to veto that. I'm going to play a song that people like.
Play that. Funky new music that the kids are listening to.
Mm-hmm. Are we ending the show? We have 3 minutes. So is this it?
I think this might be it for us.
All right, I have something to get off my chest.
Oh God, I'm excited yet nervous.
Oh.
SpongeBob.
Yeah. Continue.
Wait, what about SpongeBob?
Keep going. This is good.
Content boys. No, we usually do a monologue at the end of the show, and usually about social commentary or something that really ticks you off, rubs you the wrong way, grinds your gears, rustles your jimmies.
I've heard that now multiple times in the past.
It's not a saying.
It is a saying.
Rustle your jimmies?
Yes.
Rustle's jimmy?
Yeah. Well, not like that, but yes.
It's a monster.
How many listeners do we have right now?
You're trying to avoid that reference.
I'm just trying to use the phrase.
It rustles.
It shivers me timbers.
That
shivers me timbers.
For all of our pirate listeners out there, that one was for you.
Yeah.
What's that, pirate humor?
Is that pirate humor? I pirated a DVD one time. That's not true.
They're listening.
Oh, God. No, it's not true. I don't know.
You'll be seeing advertisements on your Instagram for a good lawyer to get you out of this legal mess.
Yeah, as they say, if your lawyer needs a lawyer, you need a lawyer. All right, we'll just play music. Monologue next week. What's that Google search?
Russell Jimmies.
Okay. What's the phrase mean?
It mean on urban. No, know your meme. No, that's I think a very specific reference. That really rustled my jimmies is an expression that is used to convey feelings of discontent or discomfort in response to someone else's post on image boards and discussion forums.
Discontent boys.
I think it just to rustle one's jimmies means to make someone discontent or to bother someone. Like, oh, here's an example. Man one, this guy's your boyfriend.